We've got Deirdre De Valish just put us back on the line. Deirdre, good morning to you. Hopefully we can hear you clearly now. You were talking about the issue of quiet lanes and what they're for. And it's to try and prioritise local roads in some areas for walkers and cyclers.
Well, it's to try really to explore the safe shared use of the space. So, yes, it is for walking and cycling, but it's understanding that there is local use, local access is required. There's a lot of agricultural use in many areas across Kerry as well. So the first step on this journey is really getting a firm understanding of the local use of the road and a shared understanding as to what does a quiet lane mean in this area for people. It is different, as we've noticed. There are many, many examples across the UK, but all need to be tailored for the local context. And that's where we are. That's our starting point today with this event on the 21st of September. It is to invite local users of the road to come along, to come join us on a walk, and to gain that deep understanding of how the road is used, what are the local needs and requirements, because essentially the most successful examples of these are where the community is fully involved in their design and in the maybe measures that may be needed. And in a lot of areas, the measures would be very, very minimal. It is almost a communication exercise. It's getting the signage right for these roads. It is ensuring that, you know, those users of them, those regular users of them, have a shared understanding that we are sharing the road space as safely as we can and as practically as we can. But it is all about the local buy-in for this, and then working in conjunction with our county council, with Kerry County Council, to implement any infrastructural changes. So as I said, you were talking about things like signage, potentially pedestrian crossings at entry and exit points, but mainly where these roads meet villages is where you'd be talking about those. Potentially some blind corners removed. It is quite minimal, I suppose,
the level of intervention that's required here. And this isn't about it. It's about, first of all, identifying low use roads. Secondly, saying this is an ideal road that people like walking on. A single lane, these are roads now with no road markings on them. And if you could identify it, then you put the sign in, and you're not closing the road for a time during the day. You're not closing the road at all. No. You're just saying to drivers, when you go on this road, there will be walkers and cyclists, so you're going to have to really slow down to an extreme level if you want to, so that you make sure that everything is safe and people can walk and cycle and use the road with confidence.
Absolutely. It is getting that concept across that there is an innate understanding that on this road, expect, you know, multiple uses. It could be animals on the road, it could be cyclists, it could be walkers, it could be children going to school. So just expect it on the road. And the reason that we're starting with the Ventry High Road, it's only to have the discussion and explore the concept, is that there's an ideal alternative road. You come to a fork in the road at Ladies Cross, and you have the High Road to Ventry, and you have the coastal road. And the coastal road is suitable for, you know, vehicles travelling at a normal speed, and the High Road, it's a great opportunity for signage there to say there's an alternative use for this road, but all the while acknowledging that, you know, people live on that road and need to be able to go about their day-to-day business too.
Has this worked well in the UK, Deirdre? Is that why you're trialling it here in rural areas?
There have been multiple examples. They have been exploring this since the year 2000 in various areas, and there's quite a network of them across the UK. Again, it very much depends on the area and the interventions decided upon for that area. One of the things that we're learning there, again, it's critical, the learnings coming from that it's a bottom-up approach, that it is community-led, and the appropriate interventions are agreed with the community. The other thing that we're noting from there is the monitoring
of its use. It really comes down to the local. Again, they're challenging enough to monitor. There are already, you know, roads that have journeys of less than 1,000 in a day on them. So measuring a difference in that is quite difficult. And it really comes down to locals noticing whether this concept is working for them or not on the road. You know, can they get out and walk this road? Are they beginning to feel safer in its use? And how does that work? So, yes, it is.
Okay.
We have quiet lanes in the UK, and we have a very popular concept of quiet areas in across Europe. And that is people, I suppose, having the ability to connect with nature. So it goes beyond a mode of transport.
Just walking and getting a vote and going for a cycle. Deirdre, finally, a listener says, different colour tarmac in England used to differentiate them. So that's another interesting idea. How can people get involved on September 21st, finally?
Well, we're inviting people to walk that road with us. Getting to Ladies Cross, you can get there by the local link that will leave Dingle Town at 2 o'clock. Meet at Ladies Cross, and we will start the walk at 2:15. We're going to walk to Ventry Village, and we're going to have some refreshments and discussion there, and an ability for people to provide feedback, give their thoughts, ideas, concerns, all of that. And this is a very early stage of the process. In Ireland, we still only have a pilot of a quiet lane. We don't have any national guidelines or anything like that yet. We're following the UK's guidelines. It's very much a pilot, you know, that can be shaped and developed. Yeah,
totally understand. Look, it's an interesting one. We'll keep an eye on it. And thanks for talking to us about on the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Terry.
That's Deirdre de Valish there, who is manager of the Dingle Hub. They're exploring this idea. And what do you think? Would you like to see quiet country roads in your area designated in this way so you can get out and about more, older people, maybe children, walking a specific road if local drivers know that this is an area that's going to be quiet in, I'll take the other road instead in the interest of safety. It's an interesting one. Give us your view.